What is repeater in network systems? The most important point to be considered when wiring is that the data reaches the destination smoothly. However, depending on the technology used, the maximum distances that the cable can transmit the data without any problem are limited. The repeater is activated at distances that the cable cannot reach. The repeater is used to strengthen data packets that may not reach its recipient. Data packets lose power while trying to reach remote computers. A repeater works in the physical layer. Its job is to recreate the signal over the same network before the signal is too weak or distorted to extend the length at which the signal can be transmitted over the same network. It empowers the repeater data packets to keep them on their way. When the repeater receives a signal, it returns it to its original power and state. Some hubs already act as repeaters in UTP cables. In token ring systems, there is no need for a repeater as each station strengthens the incoming data and leaves it on the road again. 185 meters when using thin coax in coaxial cable, when using thick coax can be a maximum cable length of 500 meters. If the target station is further than these distances, the repeater should be activated. Up to 4 repeaters can be used in a row. Usage areas: a typical router is usually strong enough to provide a Wi-Fi signal in a small house or apartment, but may not be strong enough to serve a large home. This causes dead spots in the house with no signal. How is it used? It is important to place a repeater in the correct location where the signal is strong. A location between the router and the weakest reception area is ideal. Then, following the instructions that came with the repeater, log into the Wi-Fi repeater on your computer and enter the login and password for your Wi-Fi network. The repeater connects to the Wi-Fi network and increases the signal strength from where it is located outwards.